Welcome back, everybody, to another week of Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is breaking the wall, and later on, we're going to talk about local artist Katie Elena. Breaking the wall is pretty self-explanatory. You guys probably know what the subject matter is about, but we're going to talk about it because it's important, because it's the type of stuff that needs to be spoken about. But breaking the wall is about letting your guard down so that those who care about you and love you can help you. I want to read something that's from one of Pink Floyd's most popular albums, The Wall. And it's actually the last title track outside the wall on the album. This is what the lyrics read. All alone or in twos, the ones who really love you walk up and down outside the wall. Some hand in hand, and some gathered together in bands. The bleeding hearts and the artists make their stand. And when they've given you their all, some stagger and fall. After all, it's not easy, banging your heart against some mad bugger's wall. Isn't this where we? And of course, that's where the song ends, and he's talking about tearing down the wall. And if anybody has listened to Pink Floyd's The Wall, it's about this very subject matter, about tearing down the wall that we build as people from the outside world. You know, some people are more open than others with other people. But for myself personally, I'm very bad about keeping things to myself. It may seem like I'm an open book because I talk to you guys and I'm very open. But the truth is, I'm not very open at all, to be honest with you. In fact, I have my guard up a lot of the time when I'm out in public or even with people that I'm very close with. Reason why is it's easy to keep everything bottled up rather than opening up. I guess for me, it boils down to the being cautious of letting myself be exposed to people. I guess that's more of just taking care of myself and looking after myself so I don't get hurt more than I was in the past. But the biggest thing I've learned is that when you actually open up to the people that care about you, it really helps. And what I mean by that is there's some stuff that you keep inside of yourself, and it could be anything. And once you actually let that go and speak about it and let your guard down and let people know what's going on, those who care about you can help you a lot more better and can be there and understand you better. And that's the whole point of breaking the wall. And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's very tough. If you're anything like me, you don't want to break that wall down because you're just very concerned with who you let inside because you don't want to get hurt again. And it makes sense. I understand where you all are coming from. It's very tough. There's a lot of things I don't tell people because, quite frankly, I don't want that information to get let out about myself to where I can expose myself to getting hurt again. But you know what? Keeping it inside is not healthy either. You have to tell people something. It can just be one person, a close friend, family member, significant other. But it's not healthy to keep everything inside yourself, because that's where you develop a lot more problems within that eventually it's going to show for itself later on the outside to people. And that's what you don't want. For me, when I struggled with bitterness, it was very tough to keep something like that inside because it eats you alive. It's poison. And eventually it affected my relationships with people because I allowed myself to be hurt all the time. I ended up hurting other people. Hurt people if they don't seek the help and guidance that they need to get better. But that's what I have for you guys for today. If you have problems opening up, let your guard down. I know it's hard. You gotta let it down if you want people to try to help you who want to help you. Yeah, there's going to come times where people may betray your trust and hurt you and do things you didn't expect, but you can't allow that to stop you from opening up to people who actually do care about you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Katie Elena, who's a local artist in the scene. I'll see you guys in a little bit. What you just heard was Katie Elena covering the song Backcountry by Avenged Sevenfold. If you're still tuning in, thank you everybody. It's always a pleasure having you tune into this podcast. But today's local musician that we're going to talk about is Katie Elena. First time I heard Katie Elena was actually at an open mic at the Fox Slayer a long time ago. And although I heard her there, it wasn't how I actually introduced myself. Several months later, after I heard her at the Fox Slayer, I actually met her at a open mic, or not open mic, but a karaoke down at Joe's Underground one Saturday. She came up and she talked to me. She knew me from my band, Fenwick, and she got talking about her music endeavors and everything else, and it was very interesting. I definitely enjoyed the conversation that I had with her, and what's unique about Katie Elena is she's not a typical guitar player, or just a singer, but she's actually a ukulele player. And ukulele is really cool. I actually enjoy playing ukulele myself. I have one at my house, and I usually play around with it, and it's a lot of fun. But I got to talk to Katie, and she basically told me her backstory and how she got into the local music scene. She grew up deep in music because her dad was an amazing musician and pretty much played anything by ear. He tried to teach her a few instruments when she was younger, but never had the focus to do it then. She loved singing, most to herself though. She told a dear friend of hers named Trey Nix that she wanted to sing, and he made her make a promise to her to do it, or to him to do it. He passed unexpectedly in 2017, so she kept that promise and attempted to get a band together in early 2018. While that was not making progress, she started playing ukulele in her spare time and quickly became addicted. Fast forward a few months later, she's playing shows. Three more instruments, guitar, mandolin, banjo, are all in her catalog now to play. And she plans on having a full album written by early this summer for preparation of her little cross-country tour she plans on doing. She said everything happened very quickly and it's almost too stressful how overwhelming it all is. She currently is on YouTube and Facebook, probably more when her album is released in the summer. She told me her biggest influences were The Art of Modest Mouse, Pink Floyd, and System of a Down. But maybe the biggest inspirations would be Jesse Stewart, and lastly, Amiga the Devil. Danny Amiga the Devil is a solo artist, probably the nicest person she's ever met, yet he plays very brutal heavy metal music. He inspired her greatly as he gets invited to major heavy metal festivals, even though he's a solo artist with a guitar banjo, and he still plays small personal bar shows. She told me she hopes she has a full band one day, as she can hear so much more than what she's playing now. But in the meantime, she says she's going to keep herself busy, learning, writing, and growing. And that is Katie Elena's story. And it's really cool how fast she's progressing in music, knowing that she only started out a couple years ago. And that, to me, is very inspiring. Definitely shows innate artistic talent. I definitely enjoy the fact that she's a big fan of Pink Floyd and System of a Down. Those are really two good bands that I love listening to. Pink Floyd's actually one of my favorite bands. But Katie's really cool. She actually has some shows coming up. Like I said, she has a YouTube and Facebook account that you can look into, and she posts her shows that you can go check out. So go look that up. I'm pretty sure she's playing the Highlander pretty soon. So definitely go check her out. She definitely has her own style. especially ukulele, which is really cool. And from what I've seen lately, she's actually picking up the mandolin, and that's going pretty well from what I've seen. Very excited for her. Definitely show her some love. Follow her, go out, support her, and be sure to follow her on her stuff, especially when she releases her album early this summer. But that's Katie Atlanta. Definitely a pleasure being able to talk about her. And earlier we talked about breaking the wall. And like I told y'all, if you have something inside you you want to get out, don't keep it bottled in. Let your guard down. Break the wall down. Let those who love you come in and help you. Because that's the best way to help yourself in the long run. That's all I have for today. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. I will see you guys tomorrow. Y'all take care.